This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Angela. Coming up in a moment, a religious freedom summit brings hope to persecuted believers in the Middle East. That story right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future, and even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
Growing up in war-torn Lebanon, Andre Mahana escaped Christian massacres by living in caves with his family in Mount Lebanon. His bed was a Phoenician tomb. Now, a citizen of the United States, Reverend Andre Mahana, also known as Father Andre, is fluent in 7 languages and uses his voice to address genocide and advocate for religious freedom in the Middle East. Father Andre recently spoke at the first annual Religious Freedom Summit in Washington, D.C. He joined other global leaders to stand up for the estimated 300 million Christians worldwide suffering persecution for their faith. He challenged leaders and organizations to stand by the persecuted and demand the freedom to practice their faith in their own homeland without fear. The 3-day Religious Freedom Summit has been seen by experts as a launching pad led by former Senator and Ambassador of International Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, to begin a new push for an end to the worldwide scourge of religious persecution, of whom Father Andre has become a prominent voice. Mahana's organization, Mission of Hope and Mercy, assists Christians in Lebanon and throughout the region with humanitarian relief, as well as championing their cause to the world. Mahana stated, "As Christians in the Middle East, and in my case in Lebanon, we must remain steadfast. We are the conscience and the history of the Middle East, and God has called us to exist in the region for His glory. Under Sharia law, legal in much of the Middle East, those who wish to convert from Islam face the loss of property, and in some regions like Iraq and Lebanon, the death penalty. Let's pray for the persecuted church around the world and for freedom for our Christian brothers and sisters." I'm Angela Donatio. Join me on my Make Life Matter podcast. You'll hear compelling conversations with leading voices that will inspire us to discover miracles in life's messy moments and ground our worth in the word instead of the narrative of the world. You can find my Make Life Matter podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is Angela with Truth That Matters.